Second scripture for tonight, or 1 Peter 2, verse 21. 1 Peter 2, verse 21. For this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
Good evening. I'd like to thank Eastside for allowing me to give this lesson this evening. I consider it an honor. Our country is engaged in warfare all over the globe. And as Christians, we too are engaged in a warfare. It's a spiritual warfare. And it's a battle that we fight every day against the devil. And one thing that we've probably all learned from experience is that we can't beat the devil alone. Jesus showed us how to have victory over the devil. If you would turn your Bibles to Matthew 4, or chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. And he gave us the perfect example in this. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was in hungry. That's kind of fair, I guess. 40 days and 40 nights without food, and I get kind of hungry after a couple hours. But in continuance in verse 3, now the tempter came to him and said, if you were the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And the devil took him up onto an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Three times the devil tempted, and three times Jesus answered with Scripture. Peter tells us that Jesus is our perfect example. In 1 Peter 2:21, he tells us that we are to follow his steps, follow in his steps. And what did Jesus do when he was tempted? He turned to the Scriptures, and he used them. So what we learn is that we can't beat the devil alone, so we must use the Scriptures to help us. And what do the Scriptures teach us? They teach us that we should be humble, and we should learn to submit to the Lord's way. In James 4, 6 through 10, it teaches us that we are to be humble and to let God lift us up. It reads, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Therefore, we must be humble, so that God will lift us up by his strength and his power. What else do the Scriptures teach us? They teach us that we've been given the armor for battle against the devil. Paul spoke about putting on the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. If you will, turn there in your Bibles. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all power, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Look at the armor. Around our waist, we have the truth. On our chest, a breastplate of righteousness. Preparation of the gospel of peace on our feet. A shield of faith in one hand and a helmet of salvation on our head. These are all defensive types of armor to withstand all the fiery darts, all the sins, and all the temptations that the devil is going to throw at us. But Jesus has also given us the sword of the Spirit in our other hand, which is the word of God, and it is our offensive weapon against the devil. Notice that Paul used the idea of standing, but not standing alone. Who is it that's standing with us? It's Jesus. Jesus is standing there right next to us, there for our strength. And he has given us all that we need to do battle against the devil. In conclusion, Paul's reference to the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, brings us back to the example of Jesus fighting the devil. Use the scripture, fight the good fight of faith that God has called us to, obey the gospel, and if we use the scripture, the devil will flee from us. Tonight, the invitation is left available. If anyone needs to obey the gospel by hearing Romans 10:17, believing in Jesus, John 8:24, repenting of sin, Luke 13:3-5, confessing your faith, Matthew 10:32-33, and finally being baptized, Mark 16:15-16, and remaining faithful in Matthew 28. The invitation is also left open for anyone who may need to repent of your sins, or if you're in need of any prayers. If you are in need, please come forward as we stand and as we sing this song.